local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
And it's the start to a brand new week. That's right. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. We are informative. We are local. We are dependable. Austin Price here in the studio with you, joined by Jake Walker. Jake, how are you, sir?
I am excellent today, sir. Thank you very much for having me.
Oh, no problem. No problem at all. Yeah, we've got a lot of moving pieces going on here at News Radio. Obviously, Bobby was here like all last week, and I think we're going to see a bit more of him later this week as well. But for today and tomorrow, it is Austin and Jake here with you. Just about 4:10, we'll get things started right off the bat with our top three stories here. Starting with the Democratic National Committee, it says the Vice President Kamala Harris has enough delegates to be the official party nominee for the White House. No surprise. Party Chair Jamie Harrison said that it will become official when a virtual roll call vote ends today. The vote comes after President Biden dropped out of the race and before the Democratic National Convention in Chicago later this month.
Well, if you haven't heard about it, parts of Florida's West Coast are dealing with record rainfall from Debbie. Sarasota Bradenton Airport recorded more than 11 inches of rain on Sunday. That's the highest daily total ever. Sarasota County is bracing for 2 to 4 feet of storm surge and heavy additional rainfall over the next several days.
Yeah, and if you already didn't imagine, when we get into our state headlines, it's going to be a lot about Debbie going on.
Right.
And thirdly here, the Vatican is speaking out about the opening ceremony of the Paris Olympics. Critics of the opening ceremony took issue with a scene that they believed featured drag queen performers depicting Leonardo da Vinci's The Last Supper. In a statement issued over the weekend, the Vatican said that the opening ceremony displayed a lack of respect for others. It went on to say that at a prestigious event where the whole world comes together to share common values, there should be no illusions ridiculing the religious convictions of many people. I'm all for that, but wasn't there like, Jake, are you familiar with this? Because this was a big thing on social media.
I watched it. I was actually kind of glued to it because it was actually very, very weird and off-putting to me.
It was bizarre, yeah.
But my wife even looked at me afterward because I wanted to kind of be offended. I was like, man, there was a lot of stuff going on in there that I don't think I'm very comfortable with. And she said, well, it's Paris, France. Like, you know, you can't be shocked. It's Paris. That's how they do in France. So, you know, they're going to show their culture and their heritage and what they like doing. They're getting their freak on. So,
well, and that's the thing. It's like, I know there was a bit of controversy surrounding, okay, well, what exactly is it that they're supposed to be depicting here? And I never quite figured that out.
It sure looked like The Last Supper.
Yeah, and yeah. It was, I didn't really care. That's the thing. It was kind of an odd display, whatever it was. That's why I didn't really care to watch it. So, yeah. But it was the thing with that dude that was like painted blue, right? Like, wasn't he like painted?
And there was sort of like a crown looking halo thing above. I mean, it was a pretty close depiction of that, yeah. Of that scene. And it was very quick. It wasn't like they panned on it and, you know, definitely let everybody say, hey, wait a minute. What? No, you had to really go back and watch it. So what really creeped me out was the horseman, the metal horseman kind of slowly galloping its way. And then there was a weird like cloth they took up to the front. And then it was very mysterious. And, you know, when I see a horseman, I think of Revelations. So yeah. I'm sitting there going, what are they saying? What are they doing? But, you know, this wasn't in Arkansas or you know, or even California. This was in France. It was in Paris, people. So
yeah, well, that's the thing. Depending on where you are, they can do some different stuff. And honestly, I this may just be me, but I think when it comes to the depiction of religion, whether it was supposed to be Last Supper or not or something else religious, I just don't think that you should make a point of doing that. I mean, I remember it was like, I think it was Bleacher Report a while back. They posted something. We're like, oh my gosh, it depicted Patrick Mahomes as Jesus Christ.
Oh.
And I remember seeing that. I'm like, that ain't cool. And then later, of course, it got taken down and everybody was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. We saw that. Like, don't act like that didn't happen. That was weird as hell. You know, so yeah. It's just one of those things. It's like, if you are trying to depict religion, I would probably just steer clear of that. But hey, what do I know? I'm not in Paris and I'm not an artist. All righty, let's see. Well, we'll tackle our first local headline, and then we'll get into some traffic and weather for the first time this afternoon. Matt Gaetz's primary challenger is answering questions about the origin of his campaign. This morning on Pensacola Morning News, Aaron Dimmick, he made an appearance. He said that he had bounced back and forth between Florida and Missouri until last May, when he took official residency in Florida to qualify to run for the 1st Congressional District. Now, of course, Dimmick said that Gaetz had said he's not a real Floridian. If you've seen any of the commercials, you know that that's where Gaetz is standing. But he said he's been in and out of the area since he was stationed here as a naval aviator decades ago.
Yeah, I'm not going to hide it. I can do without this ad campaign on both sides. It's just
it's everywhere.
I feel like when those ads come on TV, especially, I feel like I need to go take a shower. I don't know.
And the thing is, it's constant. I think that's another problem. Like, you cannot turn around without hearing something about Aaron Dimmick or, you know, the real Matt Gaetz or whatever.
Right.
Just about 4:15 here, we'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather this afternoon. We do have some backups developing on I-10. Well, first of all, oh my goodness, where are my manners? Jake, I promise I'm a professional. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Parrish Tractor. That's formerly Coastal Machinery. Parrish is a family business with a heart for community. They're located on Mobile Highway in Pensacola and Ferdinand Boulevard in Crestview. Again, that is Parrish Tractor. Alrighty, now, looking at the roads. Forgive me for that. Let's see. I-10, if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, we do have some backups there, as has become pretty commonplace this time every afternoon. Also on I-10, very heavy backups if you're traveling eastbound, passing over Pine Forest Road in the direction of Highway 29. That's looking very rough at this time. That congestion is going to back you up to about 9 Mile Road. Meanwhile, speaking of 9 Mile, if you are traveling westbound, passing Kim Strand Road, we do have some backups there, and you're going to encounter a bit more as you approach, it's Kim Strand Road. Yeah, if you're traveling westbound towards Kim Strand Road, we do have some backups there as well. Outside of that, it's just going to be a bit more of the same. Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. Navarre Parkway, if you're traveling westbound towards Highway 87. And Caroline Street, that's Highway 90, if you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. Jake, how's the weather looking, my friend?
It is looking really, really good out there. Mostly sunny skies, 95 degrees. Feels like 102 right now, but that's going to cool down tonight. The sunset is going to be around 7:39 p.m., so get your, what do you call those things, the truck? I've just totally gone blank. Get your tailgates ready.
Okay.
In Navarre and Pensacola, and sit out there about 7:40. We're going to have a beautiful sunset probably. Much of the same for the week coming up. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, much of the same. 96 to 98 for the highs, around 80 for the lows. No rain in the forecast, surprisingly, with all of the Debbie action going on to the east of us, but we're looking great there. So.
All righty. And don't worry. I mean, I drive a truck. I've been driving one for years, and I couldn't even remember the term either.
I'm sitting here looking at the weather app trying to get all my information together, and my brain goes, oh, yeah, that thing on the back of a truck that goes up and down.
And a Century woman is facing felony charges after allegedly smuggling meth into the Escambia County Jail. 50-year-old Sandra Walston was arrested recently on a warrant for failure to appear, and deputies say after she was transported to the jail, a corrections officer found a bag of methamphetamine on her. She had reportedly already told deputies that she had nothing on her person after being warned that anything found at the jail would result in additional charges. Walston remains in the Escambia County Jail without bond.
Oh, man, I forgot all about that bag of meth.
Yeah, that's one of the worst things you can have on you at a police station.
Oh, you're talking about that bag of meth. a Pensacola man has been arrested for a murder last June at the Forest Creek Apartments. Tyrell Griffin has been charged with second-degree murder. Investigators say Griffin fired several gunshots at the apartment complex in June of 23 and struck a male victim who was an unintended target. That man was taken to the hospital where he later died. The Escambia Sheriff's Office says that they located Griffin last Thursday. He attempted to flee into the water near the Navy Point Bridge, but deputies and the Marine unit took him into custody.
And NAS Pensacola has opened their fitness facilities 24/7 for military members aboard NAS Pensacola. The base's Morale, Welfare, and Recreation Department made that announcement recently. This comes following a memorandum from senior Navy officials to allow eligible people 24/7 access. It's meant to allow access to service members allow access to service members no matter what their work schedule looks like.
Right, yeah, burning the midnight oil, go get a good workout in, pump some iron. They deserve it. a car was destroyed by a fire over the weekend. It happened Saturday morning near Barano.
I would assume that's how you say
park
it.
Park around Jack's Branch Road and St. Elizabeth Street. You know, over there, you know, by Jack's Branch Road and St. Elizabeth Street. That's where all the kids are hanging out. North Escambia reports that firefighters responded to find a fully engulfed vehicle on the side of the road. A witness reported that someone had appeared to abandon the vehicle shortly before the fire. Investigators are working to figure out the owner of the vehicle.
And lastly, here, a Coast Guard crew from Miami is credited with helping rescue two boaters caught in the storm. The Coast Guard announced yesterday that the two boaters were adrift in a sailing vessel about 75 miles off Boca Grande. We'll go with Boca Grande. It sounds fancier.
Sounds great.
A Coast Guard plane from Miami was sent to the area and found the two on a disabled boat late yesterday morning. A helicopter hoisted them aboard and took them to clear water, and the two boaters had been missing since Saturday night. My goodness. All righty, just about 4:20 here. When we return, we'll get a rundown of your state headlines and some national news as well. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Join Travis Thompson with Climatech of Professional Air, an American Standard heating and air conditioning independent customer care dealer in the Pensacola area, on the Pensacola Expert Panel Thursday at 9:30. Join in as Travis discusses how you can lower your energy bill and create a healthy, comfortable home. Join him Thursday morning at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked to Aaron Dimmick. He is a candidate against Matt Gaetz in Congressional Seat District 1. And he addressed issues about his residency, his short tenure at UWF, and whether he was recruited by anybody to run against Gaetz. Also continued our series talking about the USS McCool and what an amphibious ship actually does. It's pretty amazing. And talked about the shooting of President Trump and the hearing at the Secret Service last week, which was also amazing and not in a good way. You can listen to all of these podcasts at newsradio923.com.
Hello, I'm Rhett Rowell, a lifelong Santa Rosa County resident, and I'm a candidate for Santa Rosa County Commission, District 3. I'm running because Santa Rosa has real problems affecting you every day, including traffic congestion and improper drainage. We can do better. Santa Rosa County needs a unifier, and I am that voice. I would be humbled to receive your vote. From sand to soil across our great county, I will be your common sense conservative commissioner that you will be proud of. Please visit RhettRowell.com to learn more.
Paid for and approved by Rhett Rowell, Santa Rosa County Commission.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
A-R-G-O-S, Argos! Go Argos!
Go Argos!
I'm Claire Stewart with the University of West Florida. August is here, and that means college football is just around the corner. Join us on August 8th on the Pensacola Expert Panel to learn more about the upcoming football season and what you can expect from our West Florida Argonauts. That's Thursday on the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3.
Hello, friends. This is retired Santa Rosa County Sheriff Wendell Hall. The clerk of court has a major responsibility to the citizens of our county. They are responsible for thousands of public records, which include court, financial and treasure. I'm supporting Jason English for Clerk of Court. Jason has 8 years at the clerk's office as general counsel and chief deputy. He's a good, honest man that will serve us well. Please vote Jason English on August 20th. Thank you.
I'm Jason English, Republican for Santa Rosa County Clerk of Court and Comptroller, and I approve this message.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Radio 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620. We have a handy little app that you can download from the App Store right on your phone. You can catch the latest headlines, get customized news updates and alerts. And, of course, we post everything as a podcast, so you can catch up on Pensacola right now. If you missed some of the fun and frivolity today with me and Austin, you can go on there and check that out. We also have a website, newsradio923.com. You're listening to Pensacola right now with Austin and Jake. I'm filling in for Bobby. We're just all kind of playing musical chairs around here. But we are here. We are focused on this storm, Debbie, which has now been downgraded, I guess, to a tropical storm. It's actually getting to our state headlines. It's led to the death of a teenage boy in Levy County. It's attributed to Hurricane Debbie, which is, of course, now a tropical storm, Debbie. The sheriff's office said the 13-year-old was killed when a tree fell on his mobile home this morning, crushing him inside. Oh, that's terrible. No other injuries were reported. Meanwhile, a 12-year-old boy and a 38-year-old woman were killed Sunday night when their car went out of control on wet roads in Dixie County. One other death in Hillsborough County has been reported in connection with the storm. And water rescues are taking place in Sarasota right now. City officials say people are being rescued from their homes along, forgive me, Philippi, there we go, creek in the Pinecraft neighborhood. Emergency crews are using high water rescue vehicles to relocate displaced residents to higher ground. The area is one of the hardest hit from the storm, with some places receiving over a foot of rain so far, and that is definitely not going to stop anytime soon. Really, thoughts and prayers are with everybody in that area. I know I've got family there as well. So got to get to higher ground. That water came in really quick, and they're expecting a lot of storm surge. Otherwise, in state headlines, Jacksonville is expected to experience the worst of Tropical Storm Debbie over the next 12 to 18 hours. That's what Mayor Donna Deegan and other city leaders told a news conference today. Deegan urged people not to drive on flooded streets and reminded residents that three shelters are open. Trash collection continues as usual, and city offices and facilities will reopen on Tuesday. Jacksonville remains under a state of emergency, but Deegan says that could be lifted on Tuesday if conditions improve. So we're just going to be watching this storm. It's going to dump a lot of rain into the, you know, even Georgia, Carolinas. It's going to get bad.
All righty. Thank you, Jake, for kind of taking the lead there. We had a phone call, so I'm sorry about that. All righty. So I heard you talking a lot about the storm. Obviously, that dominates the state headlines. Right. Before we continue with just a couple more state ones real quick, we'll get our next quick check of the roads and weather here. And I'll make it up to Jake. I'll tackle both roads and weather on this one.
Cool.
All righty. Let's see. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Looking at the roads here, there are several spots to note here. Let's see. If you're traveling northbound on Highway 29 towards Burgess Road, we do have some backups there that are looking pretty severe at this time. Also have some on I-10 if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. That's pretty par for the course for this time every afternoon at this point, though. Then it's going to be Blue Angel Parkway if you're traveling northbound towards Highway 98. And then Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound approaching Oriole Beach. Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. And Caroline Street, that's Highway 90 if you're traveling eastbound just past Avalon Boulevard and approaching Glover Lane. As for the weather, just very quickly here, it's 92 degrees in Pensacola currently. It's beautiful weather outside, and it should stay that way for the coming days. From tomorrow onward, it doesn't appear that we have much, if any, chances of storms, and tonight's low is going to be around 79. We may have some slight chances of storms tonight, but they are very minor. But outside of that, it looks like it's going to be pretty beautiful skies tomorrow and beyond. So that's your traffic and weather together. Alrighty, so Jake, where did you leave off with the state headlines here?
We're on number four, sir. That's where you could start.
Awesome. Alrighty, yeah. Thank you. Emergency responders from Central Alabama are in Florida to help with search and rescue efforts in the aftermath of what is now Tropical Storm Debbie. Crews were dispatched from Vestavia Hills, Hoover, and Calera fire departments, arriving at a Tallahassee staging area yesterday. President Biden approved an emergency declaration for the state this past weekend to provide funding for recovery, and he ordered federal assistance to supplement state, tribal, and local response efforts. Homeland Security and FEMA will coordinate the federal disaster relief efforts.
A driver is dead after the cab of his semi-truck became submerged early today in the Tampa Bypass Canal off of Interstate 75. Hillsborough County Fire Rescue crews worked for hours to attempt to reach the driver, who is only identified as a 64-year-old man from New Albany, Mississippi. I-75 southbound was shut down north of the I-4 interchange while the operation was in progress. Police say the driver of the truck lost control on the wet roadway, first teetering on a guardrail over the canal at about 2:30 a.m. The truck eventually tipped over, sending the cab into the canal. The trailer was first removed from the canal and roadway, followed by the cab, which was about 40 feet under the surface. The investigation is ongoing.
And lastly here, deputies say that a four-year-old boy who went missing after wandering away from his home early today is unfortunately dead. The Orange County Sheriff's Office says that the body of Amir Baptiste was found in a body of water near the home on Victoria Place Circle. The Florida Department of Law Enforcement had issued a missing child alert for the boy today. Sheriff's Office detectives say that the investigation into the child's death is continuing. 4:30 on the nose there. We're going to have some national headlines coming up, followed by some sports news. There's a lot going on in national headlines, of course, with what we've got stuff about Kamala Harris, and apparently there are some Republicans for Kamala Harris that are banding together.
Yeah, we got all the sad news out of the way. Now, it's weird to say, we're going to lighten it up with some politics when we come back.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Tom Rigotti. Stocks again take a dive, with the Dow losing over 1,000 points, the NASDAQ down 576. Fox Business Network's Susan Lee has more.
So the concern is the Federal Reserve behind the curve? They were too late in raising interest rates. Are they too late in cutting interest rates once again? Now, you've heard people calling for an emergency rate cut, which I think would actually send a panic signal to the market.
The downturn started last week with July's subpar jobs report. Hurricane Debbie making landfall on Florida's Big Bend as a Category 1 storm, now downgraded to a tropical storm.
Bringing heavy rains, a life-threatening storm surge, and wind gusts as high as 80 miles per hour. Thousands of electrical customers throughout the state have already lost power, and the numbers continue to rise.
As Fox's Jonathan Seri, I'm Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
With your money now. The closing bell couldn't come soon enough on Wall Street today as stocks took a nosedive, causing the main indexes to drop anywhere from 2.6 to 3.4%. The Dow falling more than 1,000 points, the S&P 500 dropping 160, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ falling more than 575 points. Shares of Tyson Food were a rare win today during that global sell-off after they beat analyst estimates for their third-quarter profit and revenue. Tyson rose nearly 2% even as the S&P 500 moved lower by about 3%. Tyson's currently up 0.3%. Yields on U.S. government debt were heading higher today, helped by a better-than-expected reading on the services side of the economy. 2- and 10-year yields were respectively up at 3.92 and 3.81% after bouncing off their lowest levels in more than a year. That's your money now.
Whether you own a This is Zach Gelb of the Sports Minute. Yesterday, ESPN revealed details of a draft from the notice of allegations against Michigan from the sign-stealing scandal. And let me be clear, however the NCAA decides to move forward, one thing they shouldn't do is vacate Michigan's national championship. I'm not saying Michigan didn't do anything wrong, but they were still allowed to play and still beat schools like Penn State, Ohio State, Alabama, and Washington after the scandal became public. So just maybe the infractions aren't as advantageous as some make them out to be. I'm Zach Gelb.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
As a mom, comforting my family is what I do best. Vicks VapoStick provides soothing, non-medicated Vicks Vapors in an easy-to-apply stick. And it dries fast, so there's no mess. I use it to comfort myself and my family.
Thanks, Mom.
Vicks VapoStick. Soothing comfort for the whole family. And when you need more comfort for yourself, try Vicks VapoShower Max for steamy Vicks Vapors.
Use as directed. VapoStick for use ages 4 and up. VapoShower Max use for adults only.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Join the Great Southern Restaurant Group, home to the Fish House, Atlas Oyster House, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters, Wednesday on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 9. They'll be discussing Great Southern Summer Restaurant Week, Jackson's and Julia, Atlas Beverage Class, Atlas Oyster House Brother Fox Collaboration Dinner, cooking classes at Jackson's, and 75-cent Oyster Night at Atlas, Wednesday at 9.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions, 850-437-1620.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. It's hot in the summer, but you can bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, it's Blackwater Country, playing the best songs in today's new country. Plus, the Gulfside Market is back tomorrow night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion with Bands on the Beach.
I'm Earl McCauley, and I'm running for Escambia County School Board District 4. I'm a 22-year teaching veteran and 20-year resident of District 4. Last year, I was the Gulf Breeze High School Teacher of the Year with a 97% pass rate on a challenging AP literature exam. My goals as a board member are teacher retention, middle schools, and addressing issues with books and libraries. Your vote for Earl McCauley on August 20th will bring common sense for the school board. I'm Earl McCauley for School Board District 4, and I approve this message.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just past 4:35 here, we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you because it seems like there's a lot to talk about there. We do have some backups on I-10 if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street and eastbound on I-10 approaching Highway 29. Speaking of Highway 29, if you're traveling northbound towards Burgess Road, we've got some heavy backups in that area. Also have some on 9 Mile Road if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street as well, so be on the lookout for that. Then it's going to be Mobile Highway traveling northbound towards Blue Angel Parkway and Blue Angel Parkway itself if you're traveling northbound towards Highway 98. Those are just the biggest spots in Pensacola. Beyond that, we've got some slight issues on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound passing Oriole Beach, Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound towards Highway 87, and Caroline Street or Highway 90 if you're traveling eastbound just passing Avalon Boulevard and approaching Glover Lane. Jake, how's the weather?
Well, 94 degrees right now, sunny skies. 94 feels like 102. And I've always wondered that. Like, if it feels like 102, then why don't we just call it 102?
Yeah.
But no, 94 degrees, sunny skies, much of that this week. It looks like our hottest day is going to be Wednesday, 98 degrees for a high there. Sunny skies all week. And then heading into next week, much of the same, mostly sunny, but getting back down to around 92, 93 for a high with around 80 degrees for a low. And sunset tonight's going to be at 7:39 p.m.
All right. Yeah. Looking at some national headlines here. All eyes are going to be on Philadelphia tomorrow when Vice President Kamala Harris and her running mate will hold a campaign rally. Harris spent the weekend interviewing prospective running mates, including Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, and Arizona Senator Mark Kelly. Following the Philly rally, the Democratic ticket will then kick off a campaign tour through crucial battleground states, including Wisconsin, Michigan, and Arizona.
Family members of 9/11 victims and first responder groups are calling for a trial for the three people being accused of orchestrating the terror attacks. New York Congresswoman Nicole Meliotakis is joining them to call on the White House to pursue the death penalty and immediately set a trial date for the 9/11 alleged mastermind, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, and his associates. This comes after Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin revoked the plea deal previously announced with the three prisoners at Guantanamo Bay that would have spared them the death penalty. This was an interesting story. It piqued my interest because, first of all, I thought Guantanamo Bay was supposed to be closed. Second of all, I hear of this deal where they're going to get, you know, this plea deal, and I'm like, wait a minute, why are we even doing that with these guys? I mean, if this is the mastermind of the 9/11 attacks, why are we not having a trial? Why are we not pursuing to get as much information and as much justice out of these guys as we can?
Yeah, I mean, and the Pentagon, of course, says that Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin was surprised by the plea deal reached with the three men behind the terror attacks. Pentagon Press Secretary Sabrina Singh said that Austin respects independent prosecutorial decisions, but believed that he had to intervene in the case. And, of course, this was sparking outrage from 9/11 survivors. I mean, no surprise there.
Right. A U.S. fugitive has been nabbed in Mexico after working as a cop for 20 years. Antonio Riano was wanted for a fatal shooting outside of an Ohio bar in 2004. Prosecutors said Riano killed the man in 2004. He was charged with murder but fled the country to avoid prosecution. He's now back in the U.S. behind bars. Well, you know, go where they least expect you to go and just join the police force.
Wolf in sheep's clothing.
Wow.
Vice President Kamala Harris's presidential campaign is launching something called Republicans for Harris. The group boasts endorsements from over two dozen Republicans, and it aims to win over anti-Trump Republicans and moderate independents. The GOP endorsements come from the likes of former Connecticut Congressman Christopher Shays and former Illinois Congressman Joe Walsh. Others voicing their support for the presumptive Democratic presidential nominee include former Massachusetts Governor Bill Weld and former New Jersey Governor Christine Todd Whitman.
Oh, they're really going after those people that are like, I really don't like Trump, but I'm not a Democrat. I'm not a liberal.
Exactly.
What do I do? And they're like, hey,
vote for Harris anyway.
Hey, man, we got Joe Walsh out here. Come on, man, hang out and party. The death of a man who was killed when he was pinned to the ground by security officers outside a Milwaukee hotel is being ruled a homicide. Devontae Mitchell's autopsy report said he died from restraint asphyxia and toxic effects of cocaine and methamphetamine. The incident was captured partially on video, and employees at the Hyatt Regency Hotel have been fired since. Police said they referred four charges of felony murder in Mitchell's death.
Yeah, we kind of touched on that story last week. I mean, that's just... a very shady situation all around there. That's terrible. 4:42 here. We're going to tackle some sports headlines, starting with a medal count from the Olympics. How about
medals
that?
Medals up dirt.
Yeah. We've got 78 total medals, and I say we being the U.S. of A, baby. Come on. Mm-hmm. We're number one with 78. Behind us, I think second place is China with 53. So America's just really ran away with the total medal count. I will say we have 20 gold medals, second to China. China has 21, so we are right there with them, combating for the gold count there. But yeah, up 78-53 there. That's going to be followed by, let's see, the country with third most is France, no surprise there, 46, and Great Britain with 42. So it's a race for second place as far as who's got the most medals, but the U.S. and China still going at it.
You know, I was really nervous when Bobby asked me to fill in today on the news because, first of all, you know, I have this thing where I laugh in really bad situations, like when it's really inappropriate. And sometimes when I read news headlines, you know, we're dealing with a lot of deaths here and a lot of tragic events, and just certain phrases and words just strike me and I just have to laugh. But the second thing was, is I have not watched the news in weeks now. I've been
really?
So, because I've been watching the Olympics.
Oh, okay.
I just cannot stop. Like, it's just everything gravitates to that channel, and I'll just sit there and watch just hours and hours, hours of it. Millions of Americans are tuning into the Summer Olympics in Paris, and the big winner is Comcast's NBC Universal. Man, they really needed help, didn't they? Beginning with the opening ceremony, which we talked about earlier, the 5-day total audience average was 34 million viewers, up 79% from the 2021 Tokyo Olympics, according to NBC Sports. The success of the Paris Olympics follows the lowest ever rated Summer Olympics in Tokyo in 21, as well as the lesser watched Winter Olympics in Beijing in 2022. I watched those, though. Celebrity appearances from Snoop Dogg, Kelly Clarkson, and Peyton Manning have also been a benefit for the network. Wow.
Yeah.
It's like Snoop Dogg Olympics.
Yeah, the celebrity appearances have just been never ending. A couple of quick hitters here for the gymnastics side of things. Simone Biles adding a silver medal to her collection as she wraps up her time in Paris. She finished behind Brazil's Rebeca Andrade in the women's floor exercise final on Monday. Her Team USA teammate Jordan Chiles earned the bronze, and the silver gives Biles 11 overall medals in her Olympic career. Also, Suni Lee will settle for 3 medals in the Paris Olympics after falling off the balance beam. The fall happened during this morning's finals event. She mentioned that she was sad about her beam routine, but she gave it her all. U.S. teammate Simone Biles, of course, fell off the beam to miss out on a medal. The gold went to Italy's Alice De Amato. Wow. So, all right. Lee closed out her Paris games with 3 medals, a team gold, and 2 bronzes in the all-around and uneven bars. Then we've got some college football news here. Now, Jake, I don't know how much of a college football guy you are.
I know a little bit about sports ball. Let's go.
Sports ball.
Yeah, sign me up. What are we doing here?
Well, okay, so Michigan just won the national title, went 15-0, is a great team, yada, yada, yada. But, of course, they were plagued by their sign-stealing scandal. And now we've got a new development on that. So ESPN reports that Michigan head coach Sharon Moore is linked to the scandal. He could face a suspension and other penalties after he allegedly deleted 52 text messages with former analyst Connor Stallions. That's Michigan analyst there, Connor Stallions.
Connor Stallions.
Yeah, I know. It sounds like such a cool name.
That's an adult film star.
Which is a level 2 violation. ESPN says that Moore is one of 7 staff members accused of violating NCAA rules based on what officials say is a notice of allegations. So, you know, it's a big deal. Some people are trying to vacate this or vacate that. It's like, okay, especially when you look at some of the fans complaining, I roll my eyes at that. A lot of people don't like that retroactive behavior. But this is something, I mean, Michigan was expected to take a step back anyway, but Sharon Moore looked like a worthy successor to Jim Harbaugh, so it's going to be interesting to see how that turns out.
Right.
And lastly here, right before traffic and weather, the Oakland A's have agreed to sell their share of the Coliseum complex to an African-American sports and entertainment group. The same group recently bought the city of Oakland share for $105 million. The A's are selling their interest for $125 million. The deal was announced on Monday and finalizes what might be in store for the complex. The next step is for the Alameda County supervisors to approve the deal. Just past 4:45 here, we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Alrighty, still going to be I-10 if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. Highway 29 if you're traveling northbound towards Burgess Road. 9 Mile Road traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. And Mobile Highway traveling northbound towards Blue Angel Parkway. Outside of that, it's just going to be Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. And Highway 90 traveling eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard. Jake, how's the weather?
95 degrees now. It's 1 degree hotter than it was last time checking in, so it's probably because everybody's out there driving around. Feels like 102. This week we're going to have great sunny skies, great temperatures, 96, 97. 98 on Wednesday is going to be the high there, so definitely some extreme heat, so be careful in the hottest parts of the day. Sunset tonight's going to be at 7:39. Right now the humidity is sitting at about 48%, which is not too bad.
No, that's not too bad at all. Yeah. All right, a few health, business, and science notes here before we take a quick break. New technology being tested in the UK to identify those at risk of a heart attack is being called a game changer, I would say so. It uses artificial intelligence to detect inflammation in the heart that CAT scans and x-rays can't see. Heart inflammation is linked, of course, to a greater risk of cardiovascular disease and deadly heart attack, so that's huge.
Oh, good AI story there. CrowdStrike is firing back at Delta Airlines after its CEO blamed the cybersecurity firm for its service meltdown that he said cost the airline company $500 million. A letter from CrowdStrike's legal counsel to Delta rejected those claims and said it was highly disappointed by Delta's suggestion that CrowdStrike acted inappropriately. The letter added that CrowdStrike's CEO offered personal online assistance to Delta's CEO but didn't receive a response. So they sent them an email saying, hey, yeah, just log on to our service portal here and we'll get you fixed right up. And they were too busy, losing $500 million.
My goodness. Yeah, that whole CrowdStrike thing was a disaster. Mm. Two federal lawsuits are seeking millions from General Mills, the biggest villain of them all. Plaintiffs say that Cocoa Puff cereal could contain high levels of lead.
What?
The suits filed recently in Minnesota and California are calling for more than $5 million in damages for consumers nationwide. One suit claims that a one-cup serving of Cocoa Puffs contained just a little less than the state's maximum allowable limit of 0.5 micrograms of lead.
Oh, man. I need to sign up for this. Where's the commercial for this one? Because this actually, I could probably half of that's mine. Man, Cocoa Puffs every day. Elon Musk says he's opening a new school in Bastrop, Texas. The Montessori-style program is expected to begin this fall for students ages 3 through 9. The school's name is Ad Astra, meaning to the stars. Musk says the school will operate as a nonprofit focusing on education related to science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. STEM, but no arts. Interesting. Musk is said to have opened another branch of the school a decade ago at the SpaceX headquarters in California for children of company employees.
Oh, yeah. Well, and I know Elon Musk is kind of, especially on social media, he's kind of a controversial guy. I will say, though, I mean, if this is a quality school that he's opening here and it does provide pretty, STEM is no joke. So if it provides, great opportunities for kids, I think that would be awesome.
We need a band program.
Yeah, well, that'd be cool, too. Yeah, really up the diversity of what variety we have here at the school. 4:50, we'll take one last quick break. When we return, some pop culture notes and some wacky and weird stories to round out this hour one of Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
When hurricanes are brewing and heading to the Gulf, tune in to News Radio Pensacola for complete storm coverage you can count on. We have direct reports from the Emergency Management Center and from the National Hurricane Center to give you the latest on the storm's path, strength, and impacts. Stay informed and stay safe with comprehensive hurricane coverage heard on News Radio Pensacola. Now on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, and on our News Radio Pensacola mobile app.
People ask me almost every day, why are you doing this? This is Steve Stroberger. The answer is, it's time for a change. Our county commissioners are making decisions that benefit themselves, not the citizens of this county. Change. That would mean meetings open for voters' input. Decisions not predetermined by the commission before the vote. Yes, we need change. I'm Steve Stroberger. Now I would be honored to serve you, and I humbly ask for your vote.
Paid political advertisement by Steve Stroberger, Republican for County Commissioner, District 1.
Get the midday news live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here in Pensacola, you're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. We'll tackle a couple of these pop culture notes. We actually got a lot to dig into here before we get one last quick check of the roads and weather. Los Angeles police have released surveillance camera images of the suspects that they believe are responsible for the murder of former General Hospital actor Johnny Wachter. Wachter was shot to death after leaving his bartending job in downtown L.A. back in May. When he arrived at his car, the three suspects had it up on a floor jack trying to steal its catalytic converter. Detectives say that one of the suspects shot the 37-year-old in the chest unprovoked. One of the suspects had a tattoo above their left eye and on their right cheek.
Wow, I mean, that just takes, like, you know, the nerve to go ahead and jack a car up on the road and start taking the catalytic converter off. It's like, you know.
Yeah, and that's the thing. That story is really sad when you consider just he didn't. I mean, sometimes you'll hear about people, oh, they got involved with the wrong crowd or it's a botched drug deal. No, this dude just came out of his job one day and saw his car being messed with. And he said, hey, what are you doing? I'm assuming he probably asked that. Yeah. And then he gets shot and killed. It's terrible.
Wow. The L.A. area home of actor Tom Hanks and his wife Rita Wilson has been burglarized. Thieves got onto the property in broad daylight, again, while the celebrity couple was out of town. Police say the criminals smashed the window of a guest house and climbed in. It is unclear what was stolen, but the burglars did not enter the main house. Police said the burglary happened a few weeks ago, but it is only revealing the details now. Several celebrity break-ins have been reported as of late, including the homes of Motley Crue drummer Tommy Lee, film director Quentin Tarantino, Amazon founder Jeff Bezos, actor John Stamos, and several others. My goodness. Not Juan Stamos.
And Aerosmith is officially done touring.
Yay.
The band made the announcement Friday, saying that they made the difficult decision to retire after it became increasingly clear that Steven Tyler's voice is too damaged to perform live. Last year, it was reported that Tyler mangled his vocal cords while on the group's Peace Out Farewell Tour. Now, Aerosmith says that despite having some of the best doctors around him, Tyler's voice will never sound the same. They said they're grateful beyond words for everyone's support and thanked fans for making their dreams come true. Yeah, I mean, Andrew McKay said it this morning. He's surprised that Steven Tyler made it this far.
He abused that instrument. He really did.
Yeah, I mean, that was terrible.
I mean, his voice box is like the equivalent of one of Jimi Hendrix's guitars after he set it on fire on stage. That's pretty much his voice box. Travis Kelce credits the Taylor Swift effect for his newfound celebrity status. You think? A TikTok video shows Kelce approaching a group of fans when a man tells the Kansas City Chiefs tight end, "You just took my wife's breath away." Kelce simply responds, "It's the Taylor Swift effect." The pair have been together for a while, as we all know, and there are reports they may tie the knot at some point and then possibly give birth to the Antichrist.
No, man, I'm giggling and kicking my feet right now just at the thought of it. T Swizzle and T Kelce, my goodness. All right.
What's their couple name? Is it?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
I don't know if they have one because they. I mean, they do both have like pretty much like a lot of clout. Yeah. I'm not sure.
I don't know. Swiftsy.
I want to say there may have been like a name for it, and I just can't remember.
Travis and Taylor. So it'd be like, it's Trailer. That's right. It's Trailer.
Okay.
That's how could I forget that? It's Trailer.
All right. Anyway, just past 4:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see. On I-10, if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, we do have some problems there. And 9 Mile Road traveling westbound towards Palafox. Also on Palafox Street itself, if you're traveling northbound towards Burgess Road. And then it's a lot about Highway 29 if you're traveling northbound towards Burgess or if you're at the intersection with Detroit Boulevard. Beyond that, it's going to be Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, and Caroline Street, that's Highway 90, if you're traveling eastbound, passing Avalon Boulevard and approaching Glover Lane. Jake, how about that weather?
95 degrees, mostly sunny skies, going to be that way all week. 98 for a high on Wednesday, so definitely take caution there. But no rain in the forecast. Humidity is sitting at about 48%. But yeah, it's great. Great out there. Great story. Man, the Robert F. Kennedy Jr. story.
I know.
I saw it on television a minute ago and I was like, what? And then I'm like, oh, we're going to read about it. Can I go ahead and read this?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay, so Robert F. Kennedy Jr. admits that he left a dead bear in New York City Central Park 10 years ago. The independent presidential candidate posted a video to X Sunday where he explains the story to comedian Roseanne Barr. Okay, and says he wants to get the story out there before something comes out in the New Yorker. Okay, Kennedy said he saw the bear get killed on a road in the Hudson Valley and decided to put it in his van so he could take it home, skin it, and use the meat. But then
he ended up leaving it.
He ended up just taking it to Central Park and dumping it.
RFK, that's my problem. Like a lot of people who look at this political spectrum that we're in right now and they're like, oh my gosh, these guys are terrible. A lot of them turn to RFK. The guy's too weird for me. He's just a weird guy when it comes to the conspiracy beliefs and it comes to these stories. he's too much of an oddball for me.
What catches my mind is who thought that it was a good idea or even it's going to help if we blackmail Robert F. Kennedy Jr. right now at this point in the race. Is he that much of a threat? Because it was going to come out in the New Yorker, so somebody obviously tried to blackmail him.
Yeah, no, I don't know. I mean, I see that he kind of gets some speed on social media, but as you said, there's no way it's enough. We're too much of slaves to the two-party system. Anyway.
Talk about a voice box. It's pretty rough.
His voice is troublesome. A Texas man is awaiting sentencing after pleading guilty to illegally importing Australian reptiles in violation of the Endangered Species Act. Don Church pretended to operate the so-called Austin Reptile Center in order to import 165 animals native to Australia into the U.S. He forged documents that fooled officials in both countries, as well as fake records for the Austin Reptile Center. He faces up to a year in prison and could be fined up to $50,000. My goodness. A lot of weird animal news here.
Weird reptile stuff.
All righty, just about 5 o'clock here. We're going to wrap it up for hour one. When we return, we'll give you another rundown of everything happening in your world today on August 5th, 2024. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.